Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Ari Goretzky. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Buenos dias, Matt. Greetings from Barcelona, Spain.
And thanks so much for taking the call today from Barcelona at the Virus Bulletin Conference. So for those of us who don't know, tell us a little bit about the Virus Bulletin Conference.
Certainly. Virus Bulletin is the annual conference held by computer security researchers who specialize in malware. The Virus Bulletin magazine is our industry's trade publication, and every year a conference is held by them where the latest and best research in current malware and security trends is presented.
So I'm sure there have been some very interesting talks. Tell us a little about the buzz taking place at the conference and maybe some presentations that you've seen.
Well, there have been many fascinating presentations by some of ESET's competitors, such as Kaspersky, McAfee, and Symantec. We've also presented on a number of interesting topics ourselves. There's not been a central theme this year, but some of the topics that have been discussed have been crime around the globe, how researchers may work together better with law enforcement to handle these multi-jurisdictional problems, investigation into rootkits and bootkits, discussion of some of the techniques used by fake antivirus software to avoid detection by real antivirus software.
So, Ari, tell us a little bit more about this fake antivirus.
Certainly. Fake antivirus software is a particularly pernicious class of malicious software in that not only does it attempt to scare the user into thinking that their system has been compromised or damaged in some way, but they also extort the user by telling them that the problem will not be repaired unless the user types a credit card in. And of course, what happens is the user puts their credit card into the software and money is taken out of their account again and again, usually quite a bit much more than they thought they were being charged for. And the software that they've installed, this fake antivirus software, doesn't actually do anything.
So I guess this has been a recurring problem. I mean, are we still seeing that people are falling for this same attack? Is that why it's working?
Yes, the problem is ongoing. One of the reasons is because it has been, to date, extremely profitable. We're actually seeing a slight drop-off for the first time in the past couple of months. However, whether that remains constant or that is just a one-time event remains to be seen. There is an interesting reason, though, for that, we believe, and that is that a major payment processor, so the organization which has been involved in handling credit card processing for all of these different fake antivirus programs, was arrested a couple of months ago in Moscow. And that's had a kind of ripple effect in the ability for the people who make the fake AV software to monetize it.
So I guess in addition to fake AV, have there been any other presentations that have been of particular interest or, I guess, problems that the industry's seen?
Well, one of the things about the security industry is that there's always something new every day. And it appears that as the fake antivirus programs have slightly dropped off, there's been a rise in other kind of fake programs, programs that may tell you that your hard disk drive has errors when, in fact, it's operating fine, or perhaps there's a problem with your operating system that is not there, or a minor, very minor problem that is, in fact, being greatly magnified by the software. And, of course, just like their fake antivirus counterparts, these programs promise to fix those problems for a fee.
So it really seems like tricking the user is a problem that we continue to see.
Precisely, Matt. You've really hit the nail on the head there. as the operating systems have become more secure, as applications have become more secure, these criminals who create all this malicious software increasingly rely on confidence tricks, what we call social engineering, to make money. So they try to find ways that will alarm a user, scare a user, to give them their credit card.
Well, I guess any other chatter then that's been taking place between your peers at the conference?
There has been a lot of information exchange between ESET and other antivirus vendors, operating systems, manufacturers, government agencies, universities, and the like. Virus Bulletin is a global event, so people come from around the world who have a vested interest in securing and protecting their end users against malicious software. There have been talks about everything from legal aspects to very detailed tear downs of how malware works, examinations into some of these criminals who are creating the malware, who they might be, how they operate, how they might be attacked, not just from an antivirus perspective, but from a legal and law enforcement perspective. And although the antivirus companies themselves are competitors, there's a great deal of information interchange between the two, or between all of us, because we realize that although we compete with each other, there's also a bigger threat out there, and that's those bad guys out there, and we all have to work together to successfully combat them.
Well, Ari, as always, thanks so much for taking the time today, especially from Barcelona, and thanks for chatting with us about this topic and telling us a little bit more about the conference. If you have any additional questions for Ari or another member of the research team, feel free to email them at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.